Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back, Marks and Reese, as we have a baseball game tonight, but we're not focusing on the Phillies right now. We're focused on the Eagles as the 49ers come into town for Sunday to discuss that and the impressive win over the Falcons. Is our ace, Shiel Kapadia, joins us every Thursday at 3 o'clock. Shiel Kapadia, of course, from The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter. It's at Shiel Kapadia. Shiel, what's up, brother?
This season has a lot more excitement, it feels like, than it did a week ago, doesn't it? It's amazing what an opener like that can do for a fan base.
Yeah. So, does it change your expectations even a little bit, Shiel?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what you it gave you some encouragement, you know, because this really, you know, among all the teams that had new coaches, had turnover in the off season, the Eagles were really one where there was just so much mystery, because a lot of the other teams, they had, you know, it was a coach who had been a play caller or had been a head coach before. I mean, they came into the season a head coach who had never been a play caller before, a defensive coordinator who had never been a play caller before. And I think by any measure, you could say that if nothing else, in week one, they looked prepared and well coached. So, yeah, it does change it a little bit.
What'd you like? What'd you like from Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I like what they did to help Jalen Hurts and how he executed it. I mean, I thought the game plan was really smart. Get the ball out of his hands. You know, those RPO concepts, the bubble screens. I mean, those types of things, like, you know, that's not going to impress anybody on the chalkboard. You know, those are plays that every team in the NFL runs. But if you watch them across the league, there are some teams where, you know, a guy misses a block on one of those, or the pass is a little bit low. It's supposed to be high percentage layups, but you still have to execute them. And so I thought they put him in position to succeed. I thought the run game looked good. And really the theme of the season and really every week for this team will be, can they dominate up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage? And I think if they're healthy, there are going to be a lot of weeks where we say, wow, they have an edge with their offensive line and they have an edge with their defensive line. And that was definitely the story last week as well.
Yeah, when you look at their defense, I'm wondering, right? Defensive line, we know there is talent there. But that back seven, Shiel, I'm wondering, are they equipped to hold up against an elite pass attack, or, you know, someone that has a good quarterback plus wide receivers and offensive protection up front?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I mean, what we learned, I think, and again, I don't want to, you know, draw a ton of conclusions. It was only one game, but if we're going off that, it's that they're probably not going to be leaving those corners on an island. You know, they were playing a lot of zone coverage. They were playing a lot with two safeties back. And so when you saw that, this is what a lot of defensive coordinators, the new school kind of defensive coordinators around the league are doing. They're saying, hey, you know what? If we're kind of a player short in the box and the other team wants to run the ball, that's okay. We want to make sure that we don't give up any explosive plays in the passing game. This is what the Rams did last year. And I know Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, mentioned that early in the summer, referencing that Rams defense. It was, hey, you know, we'll give up some yards in the run game, but let's avoid those explosive passing plays, because that's really how you get beat and how you get beat quickly. And the Eagles this last week were the only team in the NFL that didn't allow a single play of 20 yards or more. And so, you know, that was encouraging. Now, you're right, Ike. I mean, let's see. You know, the Falcons aren't going to win the Super Bowl, so let's see when they face some of these other offenses coming up. But I do think we learned a little something about their overall philosophy.
Yeah, and last one on the Falcons. How much of it was the futility of the Falcons, right? Like, was it Eagles 65 were good, Falcons are just bad 35? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was certainly some of that, but they do have a veteran, competent quarterback. You know, Matt Ryan's not a bum. They have a number one wide receiver in Calvin Ridley. I think he's going to put up numbers this year. I think their big weakness was their offensive line, and you kind of saw that, hey, if there are weeks when the Eagles are facing teams that don't have a great offensive line, even if they have some skill position talent, maybe the Eagles will be able to handle those teams. So it's always hard to know after week one. But, you know, I don't think the Falcons are going to be, like, picking in the top five in the spring. You know, I think they'll probably be around a mediocre team this year.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I disagree, but I guess we will.
Well, I mean, listen, if you can't – if we don't want to overreact to what happened in week one, then I guess they could get a little better. But, man, they look bad, Shield.
Yeah, I think they could win, like, you know, seven games or something like that. I mean, it was one game. Let's see. I don't think they're going to be the worst team in the league.
Okay. All right, 49ers, now you have a much more difficult test, albeit it's the first game where a full stadium of fans will be at Lincoln Financial Field, which is a huge deal. But the 49ers coming in here, how do you feel about this game?
You know, what's going to be really interesting here is to follow up on what I just mentioned with the Eagles' defensive philosophy, because if you're going up against the Kyle Shanahan team and you're saying, you know, go ahead, you can run the ball a little bit, that's not going to beat us. He'll run the ball, and he'll run the ball, and he'll run the ball over and over again. I mean, it was that playoff game a couple of years ago where Jimmy Garoppolo, completed seven passes or something the entire game, and they won by double digits. So he's not afraid to do that. And so, you know, there's not a lot of mystery with that 49ers team. We know they want to run the football. We know they're going to use play action, and they're going to attack the middle of the field. I mean, that's their offensive philosophy. So to me, you know, linebacker, you have a little bit of question, of course, with the Eagles. Safety, you have some questions with the Eagles. Those guys, you know, if they're getting sucked up on play action and all of a sudden there are these huge voids in their defense, then it's going to be a long day. So I think it's going to be a test for kind of some of the unknown players on that Eagles defense.
Here's the one thing I'm worried about, right, Shill? I mean, San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan, he's a very good offensive mind. He knows how to design plays, motion, shifts, all those type of things to try to confuse a defense. Two-part question here. What happens when they bring in Trey Lance? And then secondly, how much do you expect them to use Trey Lance sort of going forward?
Yeah, you know, he played, I think it was four snaps last week, but they brought him in on a key red zone play. He threw a touchdown, and then there was another play there. So I think when they bring in Trey Lance, you've got to be ready for some, you know, creative designed runs with him, because that's really the reason he's coming into the game. So whether it's a simple zone read, whether it's a quarterback draw, whether it's a designed quarterback run, I mean, it just makes your week of preparation harder, because if you're facing Jimmy Garoppolo, you're not worried about any of those things. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is not gonna be involved in any of those quarterback runs. So I think that's what you saw. I think that's why they used Trey Lance in week one. You know, Kyle Shanahan said, hey, let's put this on film. We'll put a handful of plays out there. We're in a blowout anyway. We'll get him out there, and then teams will have to prepare for it. So I think that is going to be the key for the Eagles. Now, listen, they should be facing a lot of that in practice all summer with Jalen Hurts. I mean, the Eagles are obviously doing a lot of that stuff, but I think that's the key with Trey Lance. In terms of how they use him, you know, if you look at the numbers, when they've had Jimmy Garoppolo on the field, it's been a very efficient offense over the years. The challenge has just been his, you know,
keeping him on the field.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's missed 23 games. And so I think they're going to play Jimmy Garoppolo. And if he plays well, they're going to stick with him. If he gets injured or plays poorly and Trey Lance looks ready, then they're going to go with him. I mean, I do have a feeling that at some point this year, Trey Lance is going to start. You know, you look at it and you trade three first round picks for a guy, and you're, you know, very attracted by kind of his skill set. So I don't think it's going to happen now, but I do think at some point this year he's going to see a big increase in snaps and maybe could even take over as a starter.
All right, Shield, you are 1-0 on the season in your Eagles predictions. The million-dollar question, what happened Sunday?
I feel good. I mean, I feel like I was, you know, like 4-12 or something with you guys last year. this year I feel like I have no feel on the team, but I went 1-0. You know, I'm probably overreacting to week one here, but I look at it and I look at it up front, and I feel like the Eagles are going to be able to block the 49ers. The 49ers are really banged up in the secondary at cornerback. They could be starting a rookie and another guy who didn't even play last week because he had a hamstring injury. So I think they're going to be able to move the football And then defensively, you know, they should be able to do some things up front. We saw it last year. You know, the Eagles' defensive line really dominated that game against the 49ers last year. And so, again, maybe this is me, that recency bias where you're going off what you saw in week one. But I kind of like the Eagles in this spot at home. And so I see another close game. I don't think they're going to blow them out. I don't think they're going to shut down that offense. But I've got the Eagles starting out 2-0 with a 27-26 victory.
There it is.
27-26.
I'm with you, Shiel. With you. All right, 2-0. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Shiel.
There he is, Shiel Kapadia of The Athletic. There you go. 27-26.
That's too close.
Yeah? What, you want blowout?
The guy went by more than three. 27-26, I think that counts as picking the Niners.
No, why?
Nah, because it doesn't really count as a win.
Yeah, it does if you put money on it.
Yeah, they're not three-point favorites. They're underdogs, Jack.
Yeah, it does if you put money on it.
Hell yeah. All right, yeah, you money line or you take the points.
I just don't think a prediction where they win by one. That doesn't tell me you're that confident in the team.
Well, I mean, Jack,
I want a field goal or more. Don't give me a one-point win. That counts as a Niners win. Kapadia picked the Niners. That's what I'm saying. I mean, seriously, like, it's a one-point win. That's nothing. That's a coin toss.
What is wrong with
you?
It doesn't count. Jack, that doesn't count as a real prediction.
Jack, you do realize teams can win by a point,
right? No, but I know.
Right?
We're talking about predictions. We're talking about, like, what's your prediction on the game? A one-point win is not picking the Eagles to win.
Can that be our 3 o'clock Twitter question?
What are you talking about?
You say you're confident in Eagles win. You think they're going to win, and you have them winning by one. Right. That is not count. If you're going to pick
He's basically saying if you really believe they're going to win, pick a score.
It's got to be 3 points or more.
That's what he's saying, yeah.
That's a coin toss. It's a one-point game.
You have these conversations with yourself or something,
Or it's a late field goal to win by a point.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
What are you talking about? You're so obsessed with the take. Shiel's just trying to. Shiel's saying it's a close game and the Eagles sneak one out.
Yeah,
what
but like,
saying?
Well, 1 point game could go either way. It could go.
So
either
can a
way.
2 point game or a 3 point game?
That's a real prediction. That's my point, Kapadia. Make a real take.
So if it was 28-26, you'd support the take.
Yes.
Join Jack tonight. He's drinking Miller Lite. Where are you tonight, Jack?
Sure, I haven't started yet.
Where are you tonight in Westchester?
Rams said in Westchester. Probably walking.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yes.
Gio coming down with you?
No, I don't think so. Nah, he's, no? You know, big. I mean, this is the Jackson, his hometown.
This
WIP
is
personality.
The Jack Fritz show. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. I'll break up. Do you need me to break out? I'm coming home. The song.
Yes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I mean, yeah.
Drinking
I mean, she
Miller
wanted to come.
Light.
I just think it'd be like, I don't know if she wanted to come. I'm kind of just, you know, there.
All right, so Jack will be out at 7 o'clock. He'll talk about that coming up in a second, too.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than
I got
about 15 minutes or so, we're giving away a 4-pack of club seats to the Eagles home opener
club
on Sunday.
Club seats are good seats.
And by the way, it's brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play 49er in the envelope. We're going to put a 49er in the envelope, and that's all we'll say. You need to figure out who it is from there. Mm-hmm. You'll dial in. We'll clear the lines. You'll dial in.
You'll clear the lines.
Yeah, that's it. And the first person that gets the correct answer wins.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty good. Before we go back to the phones here, let's pause briefly to go to Mr. Ike Reese. Hi, Ike.
Hey, the NFL is back, in case you didn't know. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. Let me repeat that. That's a $10 risk-free bet every week for you. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. Had a couple of those this past weekend. It's pretty good for me. So, lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win the biggest game this Sunday when the Chiefs take on the Ravens. Just sign up with promo code Ike. That's promo code Ike.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Refund issued is now withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business and 40 years of making great memories. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Are you expecting the Eagles to win the NFC East? It's a 50-50 split, Ike. It's a coin flip. Yes and no.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah?
Impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, Shield would have them winning the division in 8 and 9.
Well, that's the thing. You might be able to win it at 8 and 9. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
9 and 8?
Yeah.
We'll see. Back to the phones. Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi!
Yeah, what's up, John? What's up, Ike?
Yo.
What's up, Yosh?
Hey, I feel good. The way that I should. Look at John. Hey, John, me and you been kindred spirits for the last week, ain't we, baby?
Oh, man, we're buddies.
Hey, yes, we are, baby. As AB and old Tom keep clicking me and you, best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, man, I feel good about Sunday. Listen, the only reason for real, we looking at San Fran as being such a dominant team is for years, is in years past. Well, how can you look at them right now and really say that they are that good? Jimmy Garoppolo is prone to giving you a game. Kyle Shanahan can start messing up and calling the wrong thing to give you a game. I think we're legitimate right now. We're solid. Hey, listen, this team right here has been like a Ferrari that was being driven by Carroll Brady. But now you can put Dale Earnhardt with staying behind the wheel. We're ready to roam. And that's what we're going to do. I feel as though we can go ahead and win this division. What's saying? Look. Washington have lost their QB, and they ain't really never had one anyway. New York is New York, and Dallas is what they are, always looking good on paper, and they dropping like flies every time you turn around. So we can take the division. I feel good about Sunday. These dudes going to come out pumped, just like Sirianni said. When we hear, agents say, win, and that song, them boys trying to come out and kill it at home, man. The way they've been talking all week on the presses and stuff, nobody sounds overconfident. They sound balanced. They sound like even kill right there. I feel good about Sunday. And I feel good, too. I ain't going into a fight thinking I'm going to lose. I'm going into a fight saying I ain't trying to lose because my mama going to beat me when I get home if I do lose. How about that?
I like it. That's a great mindset to have, Yoshi.
That's what you said. Hey, I give me some Ike juice and put my neck roll on.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. Yeah. Get my neck roll. There you go.
All right, Yosh.
All right, baby.
See all right, Yosh.
There he is, Yoshi. I think like the 49ers are a good team. This isn't I think the 49ers are a good team. But playing in Philadelphia, the Eagles home opener, the first time the fans will have – it'll be a full fan experience for the Eagles. That means something to me. And the fact that there's also not a lot – there's still not a lot of tape on the Eagles, right? Like what they did last week with kind of the screens and the short passes, and then they pretty much ran the football in the second half. Nick Sirianni
had to do more than that to beat the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, what I'm saying is that I expect there's going to be more this week by the Eagles, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to do more than what that – you're right. That wasn't a complicated game plan.
Nope.
They ran last week. But you also didn't have Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, Fred Warner out there. You weren't playing against that caliber of defensive talent.
Nope. You were not. They're beat up in the secondary as well, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to be a good game. I don't think people need to be afraid of San Francisco or whatever. I mean, if you really want to talk about how confident you are, put something down on it. I mean, talking a good game is just talking a good game.
All right, I'll put something down.
I'm not talking about you, but I'm just saying in general, it's easy as an Eagle fan to sit up and say, I'm confident, this, and that, and the other. What else are you going to be? Like, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean, you could right now, everybody's confident.
Yeah, of course
right
they
now,
are.
Everybody's
yes,
confident.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Yeah, that can change quickly.
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, no, being confident is a good thing. It's a good thing. My only point is that I feel like for those of us Eagle fans that aren't overboard with confidence or what have you. It's almost like our fanhood gets called into question. Like, how can you not see this? Like Chuck earlier, or was it OG Wade? Either you're on board or you're not on board.
Both of them.
That's the thing that I push back against. Like, dude, I'm an Eagles fan. I can sit here and I'm a root for them on Sunday, and I can say it's not a game that I expect them to win, that I hope they win. Are you going to be a bad fan when you pick Kansas City? Or are we just going to pick the opposing? Are we just going to pick the Eagles 17 straight weeks? They should win every game. Go 17-0.
Well, Wade will call in and be like, Kansas City's not that good.
Right. Yeah, see, that's the fandom in you. That's right. Fine. That's fine. I'm here to give the people that are listening little nuggets. Right?
You're good with your nuggets.
Well, I'm just saying, people listen to this show because they also want to know sometimes where to lay money. And they think I got green goggles on and I'm painting a picture for the Eagles every time I speak. That doesn't work well.
Mm-mm.
You're saying, Jack? Yeah, people, they listen for more than just, you know, Ike juice now.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah. I drop these nuggets for the FanDuel bets too, Jack. Mortgages got to get paid every month.
Exactly right.
Lights got to stay on.
Right.
Kids got to get fed.
That's right. I don't have time to be out here with green goggles on every week.
Lead Acura's got to get paid.
Damn right.
Gabe, go ahead, man. We're up against it, but I'll sneak in. What's up?
I just wanted to say congratulations. Goodbye.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He's a loser.
David is a Falcons fan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody forgets but me and Jack.
Oh.
Yeah. He tries to sneak through by saying he's not a Falcons fan. Right. And he is. You're a Falcons fan.
He called to say congratulations and just hang up.
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't have to congratulate us. I don't play for the Eagles. I'm just happy. Well, I know. But I was a scab player, so it doesn't really count. All right, Jack.
You have dog mentality, though.
I do. Are we going to clear the board now?
Yeah.
Clear the board.
Leaderboard.
We're giving away a pack of four-pack of Eagles club seats by playing in the envelope. Today, we're putting a San Francisco 49er in the envelope. You'll call 215-592-9494. Ask a yes or no question. We give you the answer. You give us a guess. A guess, you get it right, you win. It's that simple. 215-592-9494 in the envelope for a four-pack of Eagles club seats. Next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.